Okay, here we are. Matthew S. Lee, Inner City Press, here in Foley Square, today, Thursday, February 9th, 2023. We're here to cover Sam Bankman-Fried, the hearing, 10:30. He'd been calling up Mr. Ray. He'd been contacting various people. The government complained and then was willing to cut a deal with him, not even naming who he was allowed to call. But Judge Kaplan said no, the hearing is still on, and so we'll be covering it. Meanwhile, he's appealed to keep his co-signer secret. Sleazy Sam, as we call him. Moving right along, there's McGonagall after that. We're going to try to do it. It's kind of at the same time, so if we can't do it live, we'll do a story later. That'll be no problem. Dylan Jordan, a putative Hollywood director that's actually nothing but a pimp. He served time in Cuba, many years for it, and then he came to the U.S. and did the same thing. The government wants 5 years, which seems kind of light. He wants no time at all. Time served. What can you say? But the big case for me is Gilbert Armenta. We've been trying. He's involved in the OneCoin fraud, and he's up for sentencing soon. And he did a sentencing submission that was nearly entirely redacted, at least all the important parts about Ruja Ignatova, his one-time lover who spied on him, about Hargreaves, a lot of names flying around. So we filed a letter very politely seeking to unseal, and there's a hearing. It's on February 14th at 10 a.m. In the building right behind me, and I'm going to be there. And hopefully we'll get these things unsealed. So we'll have to see. This Armenta, even while the government had him as a cooperator, and then he sold a plane without consent. He continued to do business down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We're going to have more on that. At the United Nations today. Now, the United Nations is a sinkhole of failure. Yesterday, their Ukraine meeting featured Roger Waters. Fine music, less certain about how the UN is doing on Ukraine. But today, they have the second gentleman, Mr. Doug Emhoff. And that's fine, except he's appearing with a woman named Melissa Fleming, who has kept Inner City Press banned, a U.S.-based Inner City Press banned from entering the UN for quite some time, her entire tenure, and who also said famously, "We own the science." She's a propagandist and a censor. Douglas Emhoff, let's see what he does.